Daf Lamed. Today's learning is sponsored by the Felder family in honor of parents, children, and grandchildren, by the Fuchsberger family in honor of the yard site of Rav Kook. So let's take in the top of Lamed. Hey, the Gemara tells us, we spoke about the Mishnah yesterday, a long Mishnah about various psulim of the Esok, and now we're going to go through the various reasons of these psulim. So firstly, we have to know what exactly is an Esok. So Gemara quotes a pasuk, as we all know, top line, Tani Rabbanan, pre-Eitz Hadar, Eitz Shetam Eitzo Upirio Shava. So we're going to have around four different pshatim how to interpret this pasuk. So the first pshat is that pre-Eitz Hadar, that pre and the Eitz taste the same. If you taste apparently the bark of the Esok tree, it will taste like the Esok itself. Havi Omer Ze Esok. So Gemara says, well, Esok is not the only unique fruit that has that ability where both the Eitz and pre taste the same. Ema Pilpulin, the pepper also. Apparently pepper, the way pepper grows, the fruit of the pepper and the branches of the pepper taste the same. The Kedetani, the Brisa tells us, also is a Gemara in Brachos. Haya Rebbe Meir Omer Mimashma Shinemar V'natatim Kol Eitz. When it talks about the Isiv Arla, that you shouldn't plant in Eitz. Any planted age, rather, you shouldn't eat for the first 3 years. Eini odeshu eitz meichel. I mean, the pasuk says, v'chisavo el haaretz netatim kol eitz ma'achal varaltam arlasa es pirio sheloshanim. Of course, we're talking about a fruit tree. Otherwise, if it's just a barren tree, there's no iser arla. Arla only applies to fruit. So how come the pasuk says eitz ma'achal? Of course it's eitz ma'achal. Just simply say eitz. So what's eitz ma'achal? So Gemara says, again, eini odeshu eitz ma'achal. Ma tamalor eitz ma'achal. Eitz shetam eitzo hu pirya shava, that the eitz itself is edible, that the eitz itself has some flavor of the fruit. What is that tree? Which tree where the pre and the eitz taste the same? Havi omer zeh pilpul and pepper. The lamedcha, the teacher, shah pilpul and chayavim ba'arla. Rashi points out that there would have been a havamina, that pepper would be considered a vegetable and not subject to the din of arla. Arla, the first 3 years that you can't eat a tree, is only referring to a fruit tree, not vegetables. So one might have thought the pilpulin is fruit, or rather vegetables. The Brisa tells us that based on this pasuk, that pepper is actually a fruit and subject to arla. And moreover, the ein eretz yisrael chasa klum, eretz yisrael doesn't lack anything. It has all types of foods, fruits, vegetables, and whatnot. Lo sechsa kobo, the pasuk says, even it has pepper, fine. But what we could learn from this, the Brisa, is that pilpulin, both the pre and eitzel, taste the same. So maybe that's what pre-eitz hadar refers to, not to an esog. So Gemara says, can't be. Hasam mishum delo efshar. There, you can't, pilpun won't work as an esrog, as the fourth fruit of dalaminim. Why not? Heichinavid, what could you do? Ninkar chad, if you pick up just one pepper in your hand, lo minkra, you won't let, lo minkra lekichata. You won't recognize the lekicha that you're taking here. You have to have a record, it should be nikkur that you're taking something for the fruit. So how come that's the case? So it's unclear exactly who says you have to recognize the esrog or the pepper. Who says that's the case? So the Kapos Tamarim says, Mason and Medrash explains that we carry the dal minim to show a Kadosh Baruch Hu that we're zakai, that we came out of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we were judged innocently, we were judged favorably, so by us showing our victory, we hold the dal minim. So he learns from this Medrash, there should be something recognizable about the fruit. So if you hold a tiny pepper in your hand, you won't see it. It's not nicker. It's not showing your victory run. So therefore, it can't be pepper. It has to be something that's recognizable. So Gemara says, okay, so you can't take one. But maybe Ninko Trey or Telasa, take two or three of them where it's a little bit more significant, 5, 10, whatever amount makes it nicker. Why not do that with a pepper? Because the pasuk says, Echad Amar Rachmana V'lo Shnayim V'Shlosh. We learned yesterday's daf that pre, one fruit, not 2, 3, 4, or 5. So therefore, since the pepper, you need several to be recognizable, pepper cannot be included as pre-Eitz Hadar.
Hilkach l'efsher. How do we know that pre-Eitz Hadar, as we're saying, pre and Eitz have to be the same, but how does Hadar reference that it's talking about taste? Maybe it should be...
That's good. Hadar means to be good. It should be beneficial. So seemingly the Gemara understands it should be tasty. That's the Gemara understands. Now the Gemara is going to darshan the word Hadar in different ways. The Gemara says, Rebbe Omer... Atikri hadar ela hadir. What does the hadir mean? To drashir? Madir ze yeshbo gedolim the katanim timimim ubali mumim. Just like even a deer, which is a pen of different flock. Some are big sheep, some are small sheep. Some are bali mum, some are not bali mum. Hachanami yeshbo gedolim the katanim timimim ubali mumim. Here as well, on the same tree, you could have big esrogim, small esrogim. Those that have the blemishes, that don't have blemishes. So the Gemara says, that's something that's unique to an esrog. Atu shar peros lesbu gedolim katanim timimim bali mumim. You go to a date tree, every date's going to be exactly the same size, exactly the same, cleanliness to them. No, every tree produces fruit. Some are bigger, some are smaller. Some are complete, or some are blemished. So that's not anything unique to the esrog. Elahachi kamar. Ad sheban ketanim adayin gedolim kayamim. Until the small ones come, the big ones actually still remain on the tree. That's something unique to the Esog. Now, for some further clarity, take a look at Rashi around seven narrow lines down. Rashi says, Hachikamar, ad shebaim ketanim kolomar hay gedolim ketanim lav shel shana achas kamar. It's not referring to the fruit of the same year, because every tree has a big and small fruit. Ella gedolim shel eshtaked v'ketanim shel shana zu. The big ones from last year, older ones from last year, and small ones, new ones from this year. An esok could remain on a tree for 2-3 years, which is something unique. And when new fruit begin to ripen on this year's produce, and this year's fruit tree, then even last year, and esokim from 2-3 years ago still remain. So it's all in the same deer, the same pen. That's the drush. That's what's unique about an esok. Gemara then makes another drasha. Rabbi Abo Amar Al Tukri Hadar Ela Hadar. So not beauty, but rather Hadar, that which lives. What does that mean? That which lives. Davar Shadar Bi'ilano Mishana Lashana. That which remains from year to year. So it's the same shot as the previous one, just darshing the word differently. Is it deer or is it dar? To live, or is it referring to a pen? But it's the same basic idea that it remains over 2-3 years on the same tree. Ben Azai Omer, he gives yet a fourth drasha. How we know pre-Eitz Hadar is referring to an Esrog. Al tikri hadar ela idur, different lashon for idur, but idur is lashon of a belashon yevani in Greek. Korin le mayim idur, you call mayim idur. It's in this is a Greek language. The ezu shegada kol mayim havi omer ze esog. Which fruit grows on a lot of water? It's referring to the esog tree. What that means is, most trees you need rainwater, but esog apparently, even without rainwater, as long as you water it often, an esog will grow. Now, I imagine many fruit trees will be the same way. I don't know enough about fruit to know that's the case, but Gemara says somehow esogim could really grow without real rainwater. It's enough to simply water it from any water you could get. Okay, so that's how we know, four different drashas, how an esog is pre-Eitz Hadar. So Gemara now says, one of the psulim, or two of the psulim mentioned in the Mishnah, was shel eshera, those shel ir nedachas pasul. Those fruit trees are unacceptable if it's found in ir nedachas or an eshera tree. My taima came into the shreifa kai. Since you have to burn it, k'tusei mechtas shirel, we view it as not having any shir, but since it's omeid l'shreifa, we view it as not having a shir. That's the girsa in the Gemara. That's what most Rishonim have. Apparently, the rabbi had a different girsa. He did not have this language. He had the reason why it's possible because mitzvah Haba Bavera, that was the concern of the Rav, his Girsa in the Gemara. Why is that the case? It could be some Yisrael hold that this concept of Ketuse Mechtas Shi'ura is only a Psul Midirabanan, and that might not qualify, as opposed to Mitzvah Baba Bavera might be a more serious, more significant type of Psul. Gemara then quotes Mishel Arla Pasul. If an Esrog from an Arla tree, that also is Pasul, just to remind everyone what an Arla tree is, it's a fruit tree, the first 3 years, Usher to eat those fruit. So the Esrog from an Arla tree is Usher. The Gemara says, by the way, it makes it very difficult. For someone I know in the area tried growing an esog tree in Woodmere. Esogim don't grow in Woodmere. So he tried making it into a little greenhouse. But because of the winter, it wasn't so effective. So he tried moving it from place to place. The problem is when you try to uproot an esog tree from one place to another, there's a question whether you have to start the count again of 3 years or not. If the root stays the same, is that the same 3 years? Or no, each time you pick it up and replant it inside, outside the house, that might restart the count, in which case you never get anywhere with it because it always remains Arla. You bring it in for the winter, you bring it outside for the summer. But either way, if it is an Arla tree, whatever Arla means, the first 3 years it's Usser. So why can't you eat it? Huh? Yes. So then the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason for this? Pligi bar Rabbi Chiya bar Abin, Rabbi Asa, they have machlokas, why an Arla of Esog is Usser? Chad amar lufi she'ein bo heter achil, because since you can't eat Arla tree, it's puzzle. Who says that's puzzle? Why do you have to be able to eat the Esog tree? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, lufi she'ein bo heter achil, Rachman amar lachem, has to be to you, yours, haroi lachem b'chol darche hanasa, you should be able to get hana in any possible way. If you can't eat it, it's not considered lachem, and therefore pasul. There's another reason the Gemara says, v'chad amar, l'fi she'ein ba din mamun, it's not mamun, you have to be able to own it, the lachem. And Rashi says here, there's a lot to speak about here, but I won't speak about it anyways, but Rashi says, l'fi she'ein ba din mamun, she'ein no shava pruta, di isure hanahu, hokach lav shalachemhu. Rashi writes here, and there's a discussion in the Ritva and the Ketos HaChoshen about that which is asur bana, does it lack value or not? So Rashi assumes if it's aser bana, that means it lacks any value, monetary value. If it lacks monetary value, it's not considered yours. It's not lachem. So is it because it's not mammon, or is it not, or because it's not achil, it's not heter lachilah? That's the machlokus amarayim here. So the Gemara says, kasaka daitach, the havaminer here is, man debay heter achilah lo bay din mammon, uman debay mammon lo bay heter achilah. It's mutually exclusive. If you think the driving force here, why esrog shel arlas pasul is because of heter mammon, you only require heter mammon as a din mammon as a criteria. You don't care whether it's motiv achilah. If you assume heter achila, you don't require to have a din mamon. That's, at this point, viewed as mutually exclusive, but we're going to prove that's not the case in just a moment. But either way, there are two reasons why, right now, an esok shel arla is also possible, either because there's no heter achila, or because no din mamon. So Gemara quotes a Mishnah Tanan. Shea shel truma temeya, that if a shel truma temeya, if you have esok of truma, that's tamei, it's possible as well. Bishma, that was in the Mishnah, Bishma, I understand, l'man damar l'fishen beheter achila shapir. A Kohen, who normally is allowed to eat Truma, if it's Truma that became Tumeya, he cannot eat it. So I understand why it's possible, because there's no Heter Achila. Eleman, the Damar, Lefishain, Ba Din Mamon, those who hold the reason why an Esog, Shel Arla is possible, because there's no Din Mamon, well, why is there no Din Mamon by Truma, Tumeya? There is a Din Mamon. What's a Din Mamon? Because Harei, a Mesika Tachas Tavshilo. What does a Kohen do? The Kohen is given Truma, and the Truma became Tameh, so he can't eat it. But he can actually use it to fuel his fire, because he's cooking some soup. He wants to add some fuel to the fire, he could throw the truma tamea, and that is valuable to him, because that's, instead of using its wood in the backyard, he uses truma tamea, that is worth money. So that has a din mamon. So if you assume din mamon is the driving force, this does have din mamon, and truma tamea should be acceptable for an esrog. So how come it's possible? So Gemara says no. Really, ella beheter achila kuyama lo pligi debayinim. Everybody agrees, the number one prerequisite is, that you have to have heter achila. If there's no heter achila, the question does not even get off the ground. Ki pligi, when do they argue? They argue whether you need the second element of din mamon or not. But din mamon, they argue. Mar saber heter achila ba'inan, din mamon lo ba'inan. All you need is the concern of heter achila, you do not need a din mamon. However, the other one felt, mar saber din mamon nami ba'inan. You need both factors, both heter achila plus din mamon. What's an afkamina between these two opinions? Again, what's that in terms of requiring the second element of din mamon? My benayu, ika benayu, my sashayin of Yerushalayim, aliba de Rabbi Meir, leman damer lefishay. So, Rabbi Meir holds as machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, whether or not we view my sashayini as mamon gavoa, or it's viewed as mamon hedyot. Is it viewed mamon hedyot as mine, as I own it? Or it's not mine, I'm able to eat a kadosh baruch hu's mamon, it's really mamon gavoa, it has no din mamon. So that's the nafkamina. Okay, if you hold, the Gemara says, Kamai Shasheni, you have to take to eat in Yerushalayim. So will that work? If I have an esrog of my Shasheni, I'm allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim, but it's not mine, because according to Rav Meir, it's Mamon Gavoa. So is that going to work? So the Gemara explains, Leman Damar, the fish Shein Bo Heter Achila is all you need. Hare Yesh Be Heter Achila, you can eat in Yerushalayim. So it's qualified as a good esrog. But Leman Damar, the fish Shein Bo Din Mamon, or my Shasheni, according to Rabbi Meir is mamon gavohu, in which case it has no din mamon and would not work. Fine. So now the Gemara says further. Gemara says, "Tis time. Let's conclude." To Rabbi Asi, damar lufi she'ein bo din mamon. Let's conclude that Rabbi Asi is the one who holds ein bo din mamon. Damar Rabbi Asi esog shemai sheni ledivrei Rabbi Meir ein adam yotzei bo yidei chavasa biyamtov ledivrei chachamim adam yotzei bo yidei chavasa biyamtov. Tis time. Chacham who hold mamon hediot, so you've qualified, you satisfy the requirement of din mamon. According to Rabbi Meir, you have not satisfied that requirement of din mamon, you would not be yotze. Who is the one who's concerned with din mamon? It's Rabbi Asi. So it must be Rabbi Asi, the one who holds that in addition to heter achila, you also need the din of mamon when it comes to an esrog. Now, Pima Gadam asks an interesting question. He says, wait a second. So now, based on this, that you have to have a heter achila, that's the requirement according to all opinions. Let's say you give me your esrog of a matana. I'm not Sahakhsir. We know that you have to own the Esrog on day one. It has to be Lachem. I can't borrow it from you. But if you want, you could give it to me. I'm not Sahakhsir. I'll own it for now. I'll return it to you afterwards. Now, the only way Matana Amas Sahakhsir works in general is if after I give it back, after I use it, I give it back to you. I must return it. But wait a second. There's no Heter Achila for me. If I eat it, the Esrog you give me, it's not mine anymore. So then I can't return it. If I can't return it, that means retroactively it was never a matana. So when you give it to me, how is there a heter achila if I can't actually eat it? So when the Prima Gadam says, the heter achila is only true that when some iser is in the way, some iser of arla, iser of truma temeah, But when the Isser comes just because of the Bailam, because they want it back, that's a different type of Isser, that does not stand in the way of Heter Achila. Objectively, there's a Heter Achila, I'm just not allowed to because he wants it back. But when the Heter Achila is also because of Arla, because of Shua Tamea, that's more of an intrinsic Isser, and that's where it removes, it loses its status of being Mutter Be'achila. Let's go weiter now, last 10 lines or so of the Gemara. Gemara says, Gufa. Amr Biasi Esok Shal Maiser Sheni, the Divrei Meir Ein Adam Yotzei Bo Yidei Chavasa B'yamtav, the Divrei Chachamim Adam Yotzei Bo Yidei Chavasa B'yamtav. That we just saw. So now the Gemara says, just like we have that Machlokas on Maiser Sheni, Legabi Esok, if you, Rei Meir says it's Mamun Gavoa, you don't own it, and Chacham holds it's Mamun Hedyot, you do own it. We have two other cases, two other applications of this din. One is by Matzah, and one is by Chal. Matzah, Shal Maiser Sheni, the Divrei Rei Meir Ein Adam Yotzei Bo Yidei Chavasa B'Pesach. If you're using Maaser Sheni, you can't fulfill the mitzvah because you have to own matzah when you fulfill the mitzvah. We'll see why that is in just a moment. According to Rei Meir, Maaser Sheni is not mine. It's Mamun Gavoa. You can't fulfill the mitzvah. The Divrei Chachamim Adam Yotzei Bo Yidei Chavasa B'Pesach, because he holds Maaser Sheni's Mamun Hedyot, I do satisfy Lachem by matzah. Isa,
yeah.
In you eating Yishraim, in Yishraim. Isa, yeah. So Isa Shemaisa, Isa Shemaisa Sheni, the Divrei Meir, Ptur Min Achala. Now, Isa, if I've got dough, that's a Maisa Sheni. So according to Rabbi Meir, the din would be your potter. You're not chayv to take a challah because you have to own the dough. And you don't own it, Mamon Gabo. But according to the Divrei Chachamim, chayeves b'chala, you're chayv in chala because of the dough, you own it. It's considered Mamon Hedyo. So we have three applications of this machlokas of Maisa Sheni, of Lulav or Esog, of Chala and Matzah. Gemara wants to know how we know. We know Lachem applies to Dal Min. That we know. You have to own it. But where do you find by Do and Chala? Where do you find by Matzah that you have to own it to be owed to the mitzvah? So Gemara asks Maskevla, Rapapa, Bishma, Indersen, Isa, Ksiv, Reishis, Ariso, Seichem, that you have to own it must be yours. So that's why Maisha Sheni, if you own it, Mamun Hedyot, it's good. If it's Mamun Gavoa, it's not yours. You're not Chayiv. Esog, Nami, Ksiv, Lachem, Mishlachem, you have to own it. Elamata, that's a $1 million question. Doesn't say mikseh matzachem. There's no such pasuk that you have to own matzah. So who says you have to own it? Maybe you can be yotzei matzah of maaser sheni, even according to Rei Meir who holds mamon gavoa. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rabba bar Shmuel v'iseima Rav Yemar bar Shlamya asya lechem ksiv. There's a gezeir shava ksiv hacha lechem oni by matzah uksiv hasem. It's written by chala vaya behachalchem mi lechem haaretz. Says lechem by hafrashes chala. Just like Tafarshish Chala is only on that which you own, not on Maiser Sheni, according to Rei Meir. Afkan so to hear, Mishalachem velo Mishal Maiser, you're only chayv, you only fulfill the mitzvah matzah when you own it. Fascinating. So what, so Lamaiser, who does this? So the Sfas MS point out, he says, that means when you have guests over at your house in the Seder, you have to give the matzah to them as if they own it, because otherwise you're not fulfilling this requirement. So he says it's Pella because no one does this, it's not found anywhere. And he writes, B'derech Efshir, writes this Fasa Emesir, maybe it's understood based on a rush that since I'm allowing you to eat the food, it's understood that I'm giving it over to you as a gift that you should own it. But he's not so satisfied with that. It seemed that he would recommend, and some Gedolim are makbid to do this, some poskim who know this, they're makbid to say any matzah that gets to your plate will be yours to satisfy this matzaschem, if you will, this lachem din. So if you have, you know, if you knew about the halacha before Pesach and you had enough time, you'd say before Pesach that whatever gets to you, it's your matzah. It's your matzah, whatever ends up in your plate. If you forgot to do this before Yantif, you could even do it on the Seder night, even though in general, we don't do mekach u'memkar, we don't give gifts. On Yantiv, when it comes to a tzorach mitzvah such as this, you'd be allowed to do a mekach memkar in Yantiv itself. That comes out from this particular Gemara. Let's go weiter now. The Gemara says further, three lines down, Lema. Let's suggest Mesayile, Isa Shemaisa Sheni Ptura Menachala, Divrei Rabbi Meir, Tachacham Omim Chayaves Bechala. So let's say this Brisa supports what we just saw. Gemara says supports Lema, Messiah, Lihihi. That's the same exact statement. It's not a support. That's just a repeat of what we just saw before. It's Ella midibaha pligi baha nami pligi. Maybe what it's saying as follows. Do we say, just like they argue by the dough, they also argue by the by matzah and by esog, odilma shiny isa. Maybe they only argue about the dough. Why do they only argue about the isa and the hafrashes chala? Because amakra ariso seicham tre zimne. Since the Torah underscores this need for your ownership, it says Ariso Seichem twice, maybe only here is the requirement that you must own it. But maybe by an Esog, or maybe by Matzah, where it only says it once, or maybe by Matzah it says it's a Gzer Shavah, maybe there it would not have that level of requirement, and therefore it's an open question. Meaning, just because a brisa presents a machlokas by ma'isa sheni does not necessarily mean it applies equally to an esog and to a matzah, and the Gemara leaves off without discussion. So then the Gemara says, okay, we mentioned before in the mission on yesterday's daf, we mentioned Amud Aleph as well, v'shel truma tameya psula. If a esog of truma that became tameh, it's possible you can't use this as an esog. Why not? The less bay heter achila, because you can't eat it. Because once it's tameh, no one can eat it. The kohen can't eat it anymore. Therefore, it's possible. V'shel truma tahora lo yitol. Now, if a person, a kohen, has truma that's tahor, you know, the Gemara says, lich achila, don't take. Why not? It should be acceptable. You can eat it. The kohen can eat it. It's heter achila. Why not? So Gemara says, there's a machlokas, why one should ideally, even though b'dieved, if one took it, it would be acceptable, truma tahora, but l'chachila, one should not use truma tahora. Why not? So there's two opinions here. Pligi ba Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi. Chad amar, mipnei shemachshira, v'chad amar mipnei shemafsida. So we'll get to nafkamina in just a moment. What does machshir mean? So the din is, when it comes to fruit, so whenever a fruit becomes tame, it has to come into contact with one of the seven liquids. One of the shiva mashkim, you know, water and dew and milk and honey and oil and so on. So it has to be come into contact. Now the concern here is that if I touch it, I'm now machshir the fruit to become tame. I'm not matame itself. If it comes into contact with water, it's just hukshir lutuma. But look at Rashi, what Rashi writes here, around seven narrow lines down. Rashi writes, Shemachshira lekabel tuma, damrinim masisim, mikabelas ishim yad bana. You're allowed to transfer the dalminim, so the wife could shake it, the son could shake it, and when you finish, you could put it back in the water. So they oftentimes kept the dalminim in the water. That means water was at play here. And now you're going to take the water and touch the esog. Now you're just machshir the esog. Who cares if you're machshir? So Rashi says further, show you showing how good the b'shabbos kadeshul yivashu. They would put it in water so it shouldn't dry out. Now when you touch it with your wet hands, you're now machshir the esog. It's now susceptible to tuma. Becomes a huchshir tuma. The osir ligrom tuma l'tuma. You can't cause a tuma l'tuma. You need to preserve it. That even though I'm not actually being matame, I'm just making it susceptible to tuma, that's considered an advanced stage to becoming tame. The Gemara is in Chulin talk about that. That itself is almost equivalent to becoming tameh, even though it's not actually tameh, it's machshir tumah, and that's usr. That's one shot. Rabbi Yochanan has a very interesting language. If you could see it inside, great. If not, don't find it because it's different yourselves here. But he writes a different reason. It's mipnei shemachshir kolomar mashvei leimon. It makes it into a kli, a little bit of a different language here. So I'll explain to you a fascinating machlokas with many, many nafkaminas. I'm not going to go with nafkaminas now, but the Ramban and the Sefer Chinuch tried to understand why is it true when you put fruit in contact with one of the seven liquids, why is that machshir l'tuma? So Ramban says, very simple. If I drop a cookie on the floor, most kids will pick up the cookie and eat it. It's not so dirty. But let's say he licked a lollipop, and that lollipop is now wet, and you drop it on the floor, most kids hopefully won't eat it anymore because that water, the liquid and the stickiness is going to drop all the dirt. So Ramban says, so too when it comes to spiritual tuma, if something's wet, it's more susceptible to the dirtiness as well. That's why. It's more susceptible to tuma. Now the Chinuch says not. That's not the reason. It's not because it's going to attract, it's a magnet to tumah. He says, you know why? When you take a fruit off the tree, it's not roi l'achil yet because it's dirty. Once you wash it, now it's ready to be eaten. It's considered the fruit is complete. It's gemar pri, it's the gemar kli. Not because it's going to attract more tumah, because the kli is finished. The Rabbi Nechanan who says, it's mashvelei mon, it makes it into a kli, it's a gemar pri. That's his understanding, like the chinuch. But Rashi, which is more pashup shot, is like Ramban. No, it makes it more susceptible to tumah. It's more dirty now. That's the understanding. So back inside the Gemara now, so that's all one reason why you can't use truma Torah lichatchila, because it's machshir l'tumah. The other reason the Gemara said it is because it's mafsida. What's mafsida? So Rashi explains mafsida klipasa, the shell, the peel of the esog hachitona, the outer shell, nemeset, gets disgusting b'mishmosh hayadayim by using it v'asa l'hafsid truma. Because, you know, after many times, your esog by the day seven gets a little brown, especially where you held it. You know, cause some bruising to it. So that if you share it with other people, it's going to get bruised. So even if you don't use it, even if you use it yourself, it's going to get bruised, and you might cause a loss of truma. You can't be mafsid truma. So the din is because of mafsid. Not because there's all, these are two reasons of, again, the gzeiras. You're concerned you're either going to machshir the esog, or you're going to mafsid the esog. These are two concerns. My benai, what's a nafkamina? Kagon shikara aleh shem chutz. Let's say I say, this esog is truma, except for the klipa is not truma. You can make such a statement. So now, if the outside isn't truma, there's no concern of mafsid. I'm not losing anything. But in terms of machshir, if you're machshir the esrog, the entire esrog becomes subject to tumah, even though the outside isn't truma, but since the inside is truma, the whole item, the whole fruit is subject to tumah. So the Gemara says, Laman damar mipnei machshira, ika, there's still a concern, because even though the klipa is not technically truma, but the whole fruit can still become tameh. Laman damar mipnei shemachshida leka, there's no concern, because even if I have the outside turned brown and mafsid it, lamaisa, it's not truma, only the inside of the esrog is truma. So now the Gemara says, if you do take the esrog, it's acceptable, it's kosher. So why is it acceptable? Because the man, the amar b'pnei shein ba heter achila, hare yesh ba heter achila. Because even though you and I can't eat it, a kohen can eat it, and therefore he's yotzei. Look at how Rashi says this. Rashi writes, hare yesh ba heter achila le kohen. V'yisrol nami nafik bay, I could be yotzei, even though I'm not a kohen, I could be yotzei with such a esrog as well. Im lacha mi kohen, if I bought it from a kohen, ho the yachol ha'chila leben bita kohen. Since in theory, I could have a grandson who's a kohen. Because if my daughter marries a kohen and they have a child who is now a kohen, he's my grandson, so it's bichlal in the family. So I have a heter chila. I could give it to someone that would work. But aval pidyon ein ba lios niteres la'chilas Yisrael. Even though I am myself can't eat it, but there's theory of some heter achila, so you're allowed to take it even a non-kohen. Now, unclear whether Rashi means that you have to actually have a grandson as a kohen, or just in theory that it can be such a case here, so I'm not sure how to take Rashi, but either way, certainly for a kohen, there's a heter achila. So then the Gemara says further, that's one shot. And the man damar, the one who holds, not in addition to the requirement of heter achila, you also need l'fish einbo dimamon, that's why we wouldn't allow shel arla, there's din mamon to hear, because the kohen, if he has truma tahora, he's actually allowed to give it to a woman to marry her. And if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, hare yesh ba din mamon, kohen mekadesh ba esa isha. The Yisrael nami im nitna loa kohen mekadesh ba esa isha. And if a kohen gives it to Yisrael, he could use it to marry a girl, umochel akwanim hadam inshallah. So let's say I'm not a kohen, I want to get married. So some friend of mine, the kohen, gives me truma. I give it to a woman to get engaged to. Now, she's not a kohen, I'm not a kohen, but still it works, because why? She can now take the chuma and sell it to a kohen for a few bucks and she'll make money. That's considered shavapruta for a kedushin, so therefore it has heter achila for a kohen, it has din mamon, and therefore one can be yotze with the mitzvah of chuma. Again, lichachila one shouldn't because of machshira and mafsida, but had one done this, he would be yotze because it satisfies both requirements of heter achila and din mamon. Now the Gemara moves on to the next stage of the Mishnah, Michelle Demai. It was Demai. Demai is a case of where we weren't sure whether or not the farmers who sold the esrog to us, whether they took mice or not. We understood, the Gemara's Yuma told us, that we assumed they took truma. Truma was very serious. It was chai misa. We assumed they took truma. But meiser, the meiser goes to the levi. There's no chia misa. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't take. We weren't sure. So anytime you buy from an Am Haaretz farmer, we assume they didn't take it, and we are mafresh the Ramafish Meiser, but they may have. It's still a suffix. It's not a Vade Chayv. It's not a Vade Chayv in Meiser. So that's called Demai. So Gemara says, my time, so Basil says, you're allowed to actually use Demai, Esrog Shel Demai, your Yotzei, the mitzvah of Esrog. And Meshama says, you're not Yotzei. So Gemara says, my time in the Basil, why does he allow you to use Demai as your Esrog? Kevin the boy Mifkar Lahu, Lunichse, Vahavi Ani, Vahazile. There's a din that although Demai were Machmir to be Mafish Meiser, if an ani who really needs a food, for him to lose 10% could be a lot, we were makel for him, since the whole din is only a suffix, midirban in the suffix in the first place, it's only a requirement on the rabban level, they were makel for an ani to be able to eat it. So in theory, so you and I, we're not ani in Baruch Hashem, but if you wanted, you can mafkir all your property and have $0 to your name, and you'll be an ani, and an ani can use a demai. So since there's a theoretical possibility that I can have the demai, so Beis Hillel says that's enough to allow it to be a heter achila for me, and therefore he says it's okay. Hashinami lachem krinabe, that's called lachem. The Mishnah says, machil nesaniyim demai, besachsani demai. You're allowed to feed demai money, demai food, to an ani and to a guest who's considered an ani when he's staying at your house. Shamay omim ani lo achal, you cannot feed an ani demai. Ditzan, machil nesaniyim demai, besachsani demai. Vamar Rav Huna, tana beshamay omim ein machil nesaniyim, besachsani demai. Shamay argues, ubeisil omim machil nesaniyim demai, besachsani demai. So we repeated Beisil Halel Shita, but either way, there's machlok is Beisil beshamay, whether or not you could feed an ani demai or not. Beis Hillel says you can feed an ani demai, and therefore, since I can make myself into an ani, it's called lachem. Beis Shammai says you can't, even though you can make yourself into an ani. So in the end of the day, it does not allow you to feed demai to ani, so it doesn't help you with anything. Now the Miri asks a question. He says in Gemara and Shabbos, wait a second. Let's say it's Yom Tov Rishon. So I'm not an ani right now. I've got money to my name. So now how do you make yourself an ani? You can't be mafkir things on Shabbos. So how do I make myself into an ani? So Miri proves from here must be that you're actually allowed to be mafkir on Shabbos. Even though mekach u'memkar cannot be done. I cannot be makna items on Yom Tov. I can be mafkir items because hefker is not considered being machnis to someone's rishus. It's being masalik. I'm relinquishing ownership. Mekach u'memkar, I'm changing ownership from A to B. That's not allowed. But just to remove myself, that would be allowed according to the Miri. That's his understanding. However, others felt that no. Ramban says it's also to be mafkir and Shabbos. Just like you can't be makna and Shabbos, you can't be mafkir either. Hefker is also considered an acquisition. I'm being makna to whoever picks up that hefker, it's his now. Granted, there's a step in between. There's going to be some time till some guy picks it up, but eventually there's going to be a kiddin. It's also to do hefker and Shabbos. So how comes the heter for Yom Tov here? Because as we said before, the tzorach mitzvah, you could be makna the matzah to the people at your table. Here as well, the tzorach mitzvah of esrog, I can be mafkir my property, my money, to be yotzei the mitzvah of lulav and esrog. Gemara says further now, says the Gemara, quoting from the Mishnah, Shemaisha Sheinib Yushalayim, that we had said, you're allowed to be yotzei, Maisha Sheinib Esrog, if you are in Yushalayim where there's a heter achila. So Gemara explains, Leman Damar, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to use this, I think. Let's see one second. The Mishnah says, "Lo yavai lichachila, you shouldn't take it. Lo yital v'miyital kasher. But had you taken it, it was good. So why lichachila should you not take the ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim? The man damar mipneishem machshira, because now you're machshir latumah. If your hands are wet, v'chare machshira. And the man damar who was concerned by chuma tahora mipneishem mafsida, you're causing the chuma to be lost here as well. Hare mafsida, and we know on be mafsid, it's us to mafsida ma'aser sheni as well." However, im natok sher, if you did take ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim, you're yotzei. Why? Leman damar mipnei sheni ba heter achila. Hare the diver kol hare achila heter achila. You're allowed to eat it. And leman damar afishen bon dimamon hamani rabbani. This must be according to the rabbanon that he says that ma'aser sheni is considered mamon hediot and does satisfy the requirement of dimamon. And last piece here, actually two more pieces we'll do here. Also chazazis. Let's say there's one of these blemishes, something develops. Something disgusting develops on the esog, so that the Mishnah had said it depends whether it's on the robe of the esog, it's pasul. If it's on the miyut of the esog, it's kosher. So Gemara qualifies and says, Amar of Chista, we saw a statement earlier. Davar zeh Rabbeinu Agada Amro. Rabbeinu Agada said this, and he was sick at the time. Hamakom ye be'ezra, Hashem should help him out, give him a refuah. What did he say? Lo shanu ela b'makom me'echad. It's only true if the chazaz is in one area. Aval b'shnayim v'shloshim mekamos kosher. If it's dispersed in two, three, four different areas, that's actually acceptable. So they say back, Amr Rava, Adarab, the opposite should be the case. Bishayim, Mishloshim, Makomos, Havele, Kamenumar, Basel. That's like a spotted animal. That doesn't look very nice. Where's the hinder? If it's spotted here, there, 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 that looks much worse. So Gemara says, you're right. Ela Itamar, if he said a statement, this is what he said. Seifa Itamar. He's referring to Al Miuto. On the statement of, if the miut of it, if only minority part, a small amount of the Esrog has this chazazis, that the Mishnah says it's kasher. And on this came along Rav Chista, Amr Rav Chista, Davar zeh Rabbeinu Agadol Amra, Hamakom ye be'ezro. What do you say? Lo shanu el b'makom echad. When is a miut acceptable? If the chazazis is in one area. Aval b'shayim v'shalosh mekomos, if this chazazis is dispersed in different areas, even though it's in the miut of the esrog, that would be possible. Have the kemenu mor apostle. And then it comes on Rava, he adds one statement, Amar Rava, v'achotmo v'afilu b'mashu nami apostle. The chotmo is where the area of the esrog where it starts to, angle towards the pitom, if it's anywhere in that top area, that top 50%, even a small amount will be puzzle. That's why the number one place when you're checking the esrog is to look, are there any black spots on that area? Because that could disqualify the whole thing. The truth is, it's very unlikely that you'll find any chazazis, because the esrogim go through so many different layers of being checked and checked and checked, and therefore, if they found one of these spots, you probably they probably would have caught it earlier. But many are mocked anyways. If they find the black dot in that area, they're mocked to put it away because we don't really know what a chazaz is, what a chazaz isn't. But that one has to be very, very mocked. That's the first place to always check is in the chodmo, the area close to the pitom. And final discussion, the Gemara says, at least on today's daf, is nutla pitmas. If the pitom fell off, Tani Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar, nutla buchnaso. Buchnaso is, I forget what they call it when they grind the grinder. You know, the
mortar and pestle.
So I don't know which is which. But the one that looks like that thing, that you kind of rub the grinder, so that's what the pitum looks like. So it's just describing what it means. Buchnoso, if that little thing came off, the pitum came off, that would be considered puzzle. Let's quickly recap what we did. We discussed how do we know pre-eight is referring to an esrog. We get four different drushas, either because it's the eight and pre is the same, or because the deer or the dye, they live in the same tree for 2-3 years, or because the lashon idur is lashon of mayim, that esrog grows on the water. The asher tree is also because k'sutzei mechtas shiura, We had two reasons why arla is possible, either because of ein bo heter achila or ein bo demamom. We conclude that everybody requires heter achila. There's a question whether you also require the din of mamon. Then we discuss ma'isa sheni. Rabbi Meir says there is no din mamon because of mamon gavoa. Chacham hold mamon hediot. It is considered din mamon. We discuss three applications of ma'isa sheni. This machlokas or meir chachamim. We discussed by Esau, we discussed by Matzah, we discussed by Echala. They all had a source except for Matzah. Matzah was learned Lachem, Lechem, Lechem, based on the Gezer Shava. Then we had a Chuma Temeah's Pasel, because there's no Heter Achila, but Chuma Torah is acceptable, but you shouldn't use it L'Chachila, either because you're Machshirt, with the water, Machshir L'Tuma, or because you're Mafsa, the outside. Nafkamina is, if you make the Esau Chuma, except for the Klipa, is not Chuma, that would be the Nafkamina. If you do take it, however, it's good, because there is a Heter Achila, and there's also a Din Mamum. Demai was machlokes beisil beishamai, because in theory a person can make himself an ani, and the question really depended on whether an ani is allowed to have demai. That's machlokes beisil beishamai, and then ma'isa sheni one should not take either because you're machshir or because you're mafsid it. But if you do take it, it's acceptable because it's heter achila and also demamun, at least according to rabbanim. And chazazis we said if it's on rov it's puzzle, if it's on miut it's acceptable unless it's in three spots. Even then it's going to be puzzle because of menumar. And then the biggest concern is when the chazazis is found by the chotmo, that would be puzzle even in a kol shul. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.